Harry and Ron opened the door of the bathroom carefully, checked that the coast was clear, and set off.
"Don't swing your arms like that," Harry muttered to Ron. "Eh? Crab holds them sort of stiff. How's this? Yeah, that's better."
They went down the marble staircase. All they needed now was a Slytherin that they could follow to the Slytherin common room, but there was nobody around.
"Any ideas?"
muttered Harry.
"The Slytherins always come up to breakfast from over there,"
said Ron, nodding at the entrance to the dungeons. The words had barely left his mouth when a girl with long curly hair emerged from the entrance.
"Excuse me," said Ron, hurrying up to her. "We've forgotten our way to our common room."
"I beg your pardon," said the girl stiffly. "Our common room? I'm a Ravenclaw."
She walked away, looking suspiciously back at them. Harry and Ron hurried down the stone steps into the darkness, their footsteps echoing particularly loudly as Crabbe's and Goyle's huge feet hit the floor, feeling that this wasn't going to be as easy as they had hoped. The labyrinthine passages were deserted. They walked deeper and deeper under the school, constantly checking their watches to see how much time they had left. After a quarter of an hour, just when they were getting desperate, they heard a sudden movement ahead.
"Ah!" said Ron excitedly. "There's one of them now."
The figure was emerging from a side room. As they hurried nearer, however, their hearts sank. It wasn't a Slytherin. It was Percy.
"What are you doing down here?"
said Ron in surprise. Percy looked affronted.
"That," he said stiffly, "is none of your business. It's Crabbe, isn't it?"
"What? Oh, yeah,"
said Ron.
"Well, get off to your dormitories," said Percy sternly. "It's not safe to go wandering around dark corridors these days."
"You are,"
Ron pointed out. "I," said Percy, drawing himself up, "am a prefect. Nothing's about to attack me."
A voice suddenly echoed behind Harry and Ron. Draco Malfoy was strolling toward them, and for the first time in his life, Harry was pleased to see him.
"There you are," he drawled, looking at them. "Have you two been pigging out in the Great Hall all this time? I've been looking for you. I want to show you something really funny."
Malfoy glanced witheringly at Percy.
"And what are you doing down here, Weasley?" he sneered.
Percy looked outraged. "You want to show a bit more respect to a school prefect," he said.
"I don't like your attitude."
Malfoy sneered and motioned for Harry and Ron to follow him. Harry almost said something apologetic to Percy, but caught himself just in time. He and Ron hurried after Malfoy, who said, as they turned into the next passage,
"That Peter Weasley."
"Percy,"
Ron corrected him automatically.
"Whatever," said Malfoy. "I've noticed him sneaking around a lot lately, and I bet I know what he's up to. He thinks he's going to catch Slytherin's heir single-handed."
He gave a short, derisive laugh. Harry and Ron exchanged excited looks. Malfoy paused by a stretch of bare, damp stone wall.
"What's the new password again?"
he said to Harry.
Said
Harry.
"Oh, yeah, pure blood,"
said Malfoy, not listening, and a stone door concealed in the wall slid open. Malfoy marched through it, and Harry and Ron followed him.